At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome into the program. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Next 3 hours, huge show on tap today. Aaron Renning's going to join us in an hour and 15 minutes. Professional sports bettor. He was the first person on the Celtics team back in January. He told us on the air he had a power rated number one in the East. We'll get his thoughts and breakdown of the NBA Finals. Mike Palm for an hour. Circus Sports coming up in 2 hours today on the show. We are NBA heavy here, specifically in the first hour today, Pauly, of the program. Let's start with the Bet Rivers numbers right now on the game. Warriors game one, -3.5. Total now ticked down a half a point from last night. Went from 212.5 to 212. The Bet Rivers series price, Golden State -159, Boston's +135. Implied chances to win at those odds, Golden State 61.4%, Boston 42.6%. They baked in some juice, obviously, some vig for a house edge, and that's where we're sitting. Models are extremely high on the Celtics. Mm. They love this team and this matchup for Boston. I'll give you an example. Yep. ESPN's FPI to win, Celtics 86%. When you convert the odds, that means they're -614. Would you take Golden State +614?
Oh, God. Those models and some of their BPI and those numbers are crazy. No, I would not. The ESPN.com picks 15 of the 20 people picked Golden State. Only one person, one, picked a short series. Bobby Marks has Golden State in five.
In five games.
Yeah. And he's the guy who said, went to his bosses and said, here's my article a month early on the Nets. I don't care who they play. They're not getting out of the first round. Here's what their offseason improvements need to be. I've changed my mind a couple times on this series. Now, a couple weeks ago, you know, I still love this team, but I would have picked Boston against probably anybody. But I think experience is enormous here. The big stage, Tatum's 24, Brown's 25. It's 123-0 finals experience. I think the Warriors get it done in six. And another reason, which we'll get to coming up, is I think a lot of these games are going to be close. And for whatever reason, Boston was horrendous in clutch time.
Yeah, they were really, really bad.
Real bad.
They're awesome on the road. We pointed that out yesterday. Yeah. Also, keep this in mind, that home teams in Game 1 of the NBA Finals are 16-1 straight up, 15-2 ATS last 17 seasons. The only team to lose in 2013, the Heat to the Spurs. That's it. So home teams in this spot, Game 1 tonight, based on trends anyway, they have dominated in this situation.
And Golden State, right. Golden State 9-0 at home in the playoffs. They're 21-2 in Game 1s under Kerr. And the other thing is, yeah, Boston has been better on the road than at home here. Boston has 7 playoff road wins. The record's 9. But as we've said time and time again here, if they're going to win the title, they're going to have to get 2 in San Francisco.
More than likely, right?
Because Golden State's won a road game 26 series in a row. But for whatever reason, they've been better on the road. And enormous games. Going in Milwaukee, winning game 7 in Miami. They're 6-1 in their last 7 playoff games on the road. Crazy. Doesn't make any sense.
So if it goes down like that then, and Golden State wins another road game, meaning the Celtics will have to win at least 2, they're going to tie the all-time record. I can't believe a team already did it 9 times in one playoff season.
No kidding.
No, they've been phenomenal on the road. You know, again, we pointed this out with the numbers. The closest series so far in terms of margin of victory combined, it was the Nets series, and that was a 4-game
right.
sweep.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. The other thing is, I don't know, you mentioned the total. I don't know what to do. You would think it would go under because you have the top 2 defensive teams. And again, that hasn't happened in the finals since 96, so we've talked about all week. But when they go to the pool party lineup and you play Green at the center position, that's a fast-paced, up-tempo team.
Well, that was the new lineup.
Yes, so yeah. I don't know how much we'll see of that. How much will they play Looney? How much will we see of Poole? But that also will impact pace as well. I mean, the Boston game plan is, because they're so bad in clutch and crunch time, is get the lead early and suffocating defense. And again, it's been historic. They're number 1 in offense and defense since February 1st. And they also, you have to go back to 1981, the last time a team was under 500 midway through the season and made the finals. That's in play too.
Yeah.
But I tell you right now, I can't get there. I'm with you. I'm throwing Curry out for series MVP. Just because the numbers were smart on Curry. He's never won it before, and you're seeing as low as a dollar, well, in this case, as high as -120 to get it.
I couldn't bet that.
No, I stand by it. I think Wiggins is going to be guarding Tatum now. That should happen. So there's a path for Wiggins. There's a path for your pool ticket. There's a path for Klay Thompson. I can't get there with Curry for series MVP.
Well, and let me piggyback that with this. I noticed yesterday, Second Spectrum, they had a great number on Marcus Smart. So when Marcus Smart guards Steph Curry, Golden State's offensive rating is 85.0 going back to 2014-2015. For a little bit of perspective here, the worst offensive rating this year in the NBA for the regular season was Oklahoma City at 103.8 points per 100 possessions. Golden State's offensive rating is 85 as a team when Smart is the primary defender on Steph Curry. Let that sink in for a minute.
Yikes. And I know he got hurt in the last meeting. Boston won, and that was the controversy, what Kerr didn't like, what Smart did to Curry. Boston won 110-88. Golden State shot 22% from 3 in that game. But I also think the schedule really helps out Boston.
They got a big break.
I mean, that was tough. Because you look what they had to go through here. Nets and Durant. Then you have to play the champs. Then you have to play Miami, and you don't have home court. And you go 7-7, and the games are every other day with travel. And now you get the break, and you got to get Smart and Williams healthy.
And meanwhile, Golden State kind of benefited from, I'm not going to call it an easy schedule, but they had a much easier path, right? It was an easy series against Denver. Denver really wasn't any good beyond the Joker this year. Grizzlies fought. They gave them a tough series, but also, like Memphis overall, where do they rank in terms of top-tiered teams in the NBA? They're probably like in the second level of teams, maybe in the middle of that second level. Good team, not quite there yet. Morant got hurt, obviously. And then Dallas gave them like little to zero resistance.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, game 2 was all Dallas, and then they scored 13 points in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never a game in the second half.
Well, both things can be true. Golden State's good, but they've had an easy path.
I think that's well said.
They didn't have to get the 1 seed with the Suns, too, because of the upset. They also are, you're taking on a team that plays team basketball. I mean, Golden State has gone through teams in the playoffs of ISO, heavy ISO. Joker always had the ball. Luka always had the ball. And
yep.
And certainly Memphis had injuries, and they didn't show up either. But that's this will be a different look for Golden State, too, defensively.
How about this for some overall historical numbers? NBA Finals over the last 8 seasons, that's 45 games, Paul. Outright winners in the finals have covered the spread 95.3% of the time.
How can that be?
Outright winners are 41-2-2 ATS last 45. So you like Golden State to win tonight.
Yep.
The number's 3.5, based on history anyway. Tells you a pretty good chance to cover the game.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1991, teams favored in each finals contest have gone 116-57 straight up. 67% on the favorites going back 30 years? That's wild. That's a huge sample size right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You talked about the Warriors' depth. They lead the playoffs in bench points with 37.8 points per game.
And you could get Iguodala back, and you could get Payton back.
Yep.
A Porter back.
So I would ask you, how will Boston match that with their bench players if Brown/Tatum are having, bad nights, or one of them has a bad night at the office?
Yeah, well, I have to count on maybe a Grant Williams or, a White or somebody like that. And that's Al Horford. I mean, Horford turns 36 on Friday. So that's, I know, because they don't play a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't playing Payton either. Another thing, Boston 13-1 when they win game one of a series, 2 in the finals. How about some of these props? This is a great
Very job. Creative.
Yeah. Excellent job, Bet Rivers. Excellent job, William Hill and other places. Bet Rivers, will Curry score 50 in a game? 14-1. Will Tatum or Curry score 50? 7-1. Over 1.5 games to go to overtime in the series. 10-1.
Well, you mentioned you think a lot of these games are going to be close.
Yep. Will a game go to overtime, period, 3-1? Will game one go to overtime? 12-1. First team to win on the road. Boston -315. Warriors +225.
Wow, -315 for the Celtics to grab one of these here?
Here's a prop I like a lot. Most threes in the series, Splash Brothers -180 against Brown and Tatum. I would take Curry alone at a good small plus price in that one.
Oh, you would? Tatum's been really good with the threes.
How many do you think he's going to make, though? I think his prop's 3.5, 3.
Yeah, again, he's hit 4 or more threes in 5 of his last 10 games. That's more than Curry or Thompson.
Okay, fair. Okay, what's Brown going to do?
But I don't know what Brown's going to do.
Yeah.
He's the wild card, I would say, with that.
Yeah, I like the Splash Brothers in that one. First field goal of the game tonight. Curry's +575. Thompson 6-1. Smart's 12-1. He loves to shoot and come down.
Marcus Smart loves himself some Marcus Smart.
Yep. Tatum 6-1. Most points tonight. Curry +175. Tatum +140. Brown +350. Smart 75-1. Thompson's 10-1. Wiggins is 30. Poole's 40.
Yeah, see, I look down the board. I would look beyond Curry and Tatum. For some longer odds tonight. Somebody can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Jaylen Brown could do it tonight.
Oh, look what Wiggins Smart's done on him. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Curry's also had some rough performances in the finals going back.
That's
so
very
I think Smart can lock him down, and it could be a big series for Thompson or the others with Golden State.
All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. Up next, so which team is more equipped to defend the three? We'll break it down for you. Plus, wait until you hear Golden State's rating again against Boston in certain situations here. The three is so big, the turnovers are so big, how they defend it so big, and Draymond Green talks about how good this Boston defense is overall. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSEN.com to check the current betting splits data. The page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. It's updated every 10 minutes. You're able to see where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits, another way VSEN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSEN.com.
In today's basketball, the three-point shot is paramount. It's bigger than anything. How you make it, how you defend it is the key to pretty much every game and every NBA series. In a seven-game series like we have beginning tonight, obviously, in the NBA Finals. We will break this down for you with the overall numbers, how the Celtics defend it, what they have to do against Golden State. This is, before we do that, this is Draymond Green, who himself is an outstanding defensive player, as we all know. What he sees from the Celtics on that side of the court.
You respect and admire that everyone is defending. You know, there's not a guy who comes on the floor that isn't giving 110% on that side of the ball. And you have to, you know, give a lot of respect to Ime. That's not a much different squad than we've seen the past few years, or at least 2 years or three since Kyrie left. It's not a much different team, yet, you know, more has been required of them, and they've answered that bell. And so you have to give a lot of credit to him. You have to give a lot of credit to Marcus Smart, who is their leader on that side of the ball. But I think, you know, in order to have everyone come in and play, there has to be some leadership there that's holding that all together, that's holding somebody responsible. And to me, I think that's Marcus Smart.
All right, Draymond Green on Smart's importance to the defense and the Boston defense overall.
And maybe that's why they got off to the slow start, because Buddy's mentioned how what's required. They switch everything. I mean, they were blowing leads left and right to start the season, but that takes a while with what they were doing defensively. And he was actually, several times Udoka called out his team. And there was a frosty relationship to start, but then obviously they got it figured out and how great they've been defensively. And it's all about the three. I mean, they are number one defending the three. 33% on the season they held their opponents, 31% in the playoffs. They are number two in the league defending the opponent catch-and-shoot threes, 34% on the season. And you know what Golden State likes to do? This Goldsberry article on ESPN.com is awesome. But when Golden State hits 17 threes or more, 20-1, held under 11 threes, 5 and 13. And when Curry has hit at least 4 threes so far in the playoffs, they're 7-0. So Smart does a great job on Curry. Boston, no one better at defending the three and switching everything, something Golden State's going to get, hasn't seen in the playoffs either in that aspect. But it also comes down to how Boston defends his three, and are they going to give Golden State trouble and make it tough for them with the looks? And I think, and that could happen. That's one reason to get on Boston if you think that's going
to
happen.
Again, this will prove it to you. You know, great team defense, great switching, and the individual players to make it happen, a big reason why. The numbers don't lie. Tatum, Brown, Smart, Derek White, and Robert Williams have all held opposing three-point shooters to below 33% shooting when they've been the contesting defender. That's five different players on the team. It's not just Marcus Smart. So we've seen this with Robert Williams and his length, right? He can close out on guys and be there with his big mitt in your face, bam, block it when the guy's shooting from, you know, 25 feet out.
Mm-hmm.
That has not been a problem for him. The Warriors are averaging 28.3 assists in the playoffs. Over the past 30 years, the only team to average more assists entering the finals, the Warriors in 2019. So that's why the made threes here, the assists, getting it to the open guy, and how Boston's going to defend it to not allow that to happen is so big tonight. And if Kerr can come up with, you know, matchup problems and solutions to get the guys open, then there you go.
And as I said earlier, Boston hasn't seen this. And what Green mentioned earlier, too, I mean, it was getting the ball to Freak, get out of the way. Get the ball to Butler, get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And an ISO with KD. And the Nets don't run much on offense, even though, you know, Nass is their coach. But this is pure basketball. This is moving. This is cutting. This is the way basketball's supposed to be played with how Golden State runs offense. And that'll be a great chess match between these coaches.
So overall, three-point field goals made by each player. Betting this at Bet Rivers here with their numbers. Jaylen Brown over 2.5 is minus 134. Is he going to knock down three tonight?
I don't know about that.
I don't know either. It's under 2.5 is plus 105.
Yeah. The total threes tonight is 25. And then it's both teams have a team total of 13 here at Circa. The 25s at Bet Rivers or William Hill, I can't remember, but here the team totals are 13.
Well, we know that they're going to take the threes. I mean, again, the last time they played, it was only one game, but the last time they played when Boston smoked them in Golden State, they took a combined, almost 90 threes in the game. I think we talked about it yesterday. It was 88 threes overall, and Golden State was so bad from three in that game. Steph has 3.5 tonight, overs minus 132. Tatum is 3.5, overs minus 113, and Klay's over 3.5, plus 109. Here's the thing about Klay Thompson. We know he's going to have good games, plural, in this series, but if it's a seven-game series, like how many of those will be a good game from Klay Thompson? Three? Like he'll go over 3.5 threes for sure in the series, probably numerous times. I just don't know when those games are coming.
And if Klay Thompson, who showed up against Dallas, is in this series, then Golden State's going to win. The other thing, what do we do with the turnovers here? Both teams. Big problem.
Alarming, I would say.
Yes. Who takes care of the ball, too? Brown and Tatum combined for 55 turnovers in the Miami series. They were 12-2 in the playoffs when they had less than 15 turnovers. More than 15 turnovers, 0-4. And you see how Golden State was giving it away, too, what they were doing. 15 turnovers per game in the playoffs. Fifth worst of the 16 teams that made the playoffs. In the four losses, 16 turnovers a game led to 21 points for the opposition. And they were usually in the 13-14 territory in the wins. So who takes care of the ball and who gets sloppy here? I mean, that's the thing. Now, the other thing with the Celtics and tied in with the turnovers, what has happened here in clutch time? Why are they so bad in close games? I can't believe it.
Well, again, to your point of what you said 2 minutes ago, it goes back to the beginning of the year when they blew all these games.
Right.
They didn't know how to close out. That changed throughout the year, but now in the playoffs again, it's kind of rearing its ugly head.
4-0 against the Nets, 2-4 against the Bucks and Heat. It's when we have 5 minutes left, under 5 minutes, and it's a five-point game. They were 29th in crunch time this year, second worst. And their offensive efficiency numbers in crunch time, it was under 100. The other five teams were in the lottery, how bad they were.
Think about that.
So I don't know if it's the Mamba mentality because it was his idol and he was friends with Kobe or what it was, but they just the ball stops. It's ISO ball and silly turnovers, and it's just horrendous when the game was close in the whole season.
Top of my head, I can think of at least two different instances where in the playoffs alone, they kind of faded away from going to Tatum for some reason. And it was Marcus Smart who was like the primary ball handler and the guy who was taking shots. It happened against the Bucks Remember when Tatum was open going like this, and he's like by the right wing for an open three, last possession. Marcus Smart has the ball dribbling up the court, and he gets, you know, turns it over. And then against Miami, every shot late, they were, it's like the Miami defense basically said, here you go, Marcus. Please, we're take a three with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Please, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
And he would just dribble a couple times. Hey, nobody's open. I'll take a shot with 15 on the shot clock. Why not? And it just, dude, you can't do that. You guys are blowing the lead right now. Take your time a little bit. Slow down and get it to somebody better. Get it to Tatum. He's the best player on the team. Don't screw around anymore. They just kind of lose their minds in the final few minutes in close games.
Yes. And I'd give Golden State a big edge there. They know how to win these close games, and plus that goes back to the finals experience as well. So many good creative props as well. Highest scoring quarter tonight, Golden State minus 130. Double-double. Horford plus 175. Tatum 2-1. Brown plus 375. Green's 4-1. Curry plus 550.
Curry had a bunch of those against the Mavericks.
Smart is 7-1. And I mentioned earlier, most points tonight and the first made field goal, too. And then you have, obviously, the player props, too. With what you can make a case for several guys to have a big game. You're right. And I think there's definitely a path for Wiggins for finals MVP.
Yeah, there is.
And because if he's going to slow down Tatum, and Tatum's had a couple stinkers, 4 of 19 game 3 against the Bucks and 3 of 14 game 3 against Miami. And Boston's got to stay away from that horrific quarter, too. Remember, that reared its ugly head a couple times.
Well, that could be in the third quarter. Who knows?
Sure.
Maybe interesting to watch in play tonight, because Golden State, again, they've been really, really good in the third quarter. That goes back
many years, though. Yes, that's true.
Some players I would look at with the player props tonight, like Grant Williams, 7.5. There is absolutely a path for Grant Williams to have a good game in a big series.
Yes.
And by big series, I mean average 12 points per game for him.
Yeah.
Right? In that range. Derek White's been really good. His player prop is 8.5 tonight. Jordan Poole's a wild card. His point prop is 15.5.
Right. I don't know how much he's going to play. If he plays a lot of minutes, that's your MVP ticket could come into play too. He could have a big series, and there's a path for him for finals MVP. I like Green under 8.5. I don't think he's going to score, and he's key to the offense too, passing and getting the other guys involved and getting open looks. And I don't know how much Looney's going to play either. And we'll see with the size, if that plays. Now, it was great against Dallas. They didn't have size, but Boston's big.
Right.
And that, I don't know how much he'll play, and we'll see us Green at the center position.
I will say this. If Robert Williams, this is a huge if. If he's healthy in the series, Looney's probably not going to be much of a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's Horford basically on his own with Tice down low, I think Looney can actually play pretty well. Up next, we will recap the betting action from last night in win some, lose some, including what happened in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Rangers reverse puck line plus 285. They scored more goals in the first two periods than Tampa allowed in the entire series against Florida. That's sports. It's not easy. I can't believe it. Can't believe. But it looked like they hadn't played in 9 days. That's what it looked
correct.
Like. Shame on me. That was a huge angle. I didn't think it'd be a big deal, and it was. I mean, the goal right off the bat.
Yep.
Goal in the first five, 2-1. Rangers have won 7 in a row at home now. Hedl to score twice, 15-1. Cannot believe they scored that many goals on Vasilevsky and how bad Tampa looked. Astros in play, 12-1. They rally to beat the A's. Rodgers and Brady to win the match, minus 180. Rodgers makes the birdie putt. If he misses, they would go to the playoff, which was 2 or 3-1.
I watched some of that.
Nice course.
I can respect Patty Mahomes for drinking the tall boys
there on
the course. Yeah, that thing popped on TV, did it not?
Yes. Beautiful.
I'm not a big golfer. I would go play that course.
How about Brady on the golf ball with the Lombardi trophy showing to Allen? You know, see one of these?
Yeah, because Allen's taunting him with the shirt off.
Yes. Mets 225 up to 245. Punk the Nationals again. And the Pirates, plus 225. Get out the broom. They're 5-1 against the Dodgers this year. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul if you did the Martingale system on the Dodgers.
Oh, you're down, what, just from the series alone?
Well, the Dodgers aren't going to get swept. I mean, they got to be. Well, yes, they will.
What do you think Pittsburgh was for the sweep?
Good point. Someone did the rollover thing. I think if you started with $50 and rolled it over, I think you won almost $1,000. I think if the math is right on that. Huh. That makes sense?
It feels a little low, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
Maybe about 18-1 then, 19-1.
Okay. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. How about this? A new one. How about an owl delivering the mail? I know Vinny and Jimmy had a picture with Bobby the Owl, who was big at the Stardust. Look at this scary guy. Look at that. There you go. He left us outside. Have you watched The Staircase?
I have not.
Okay. It's on Netflix?
Yes, it is. I've heard good things.
Everyone's like, what happened? The guy was guilty. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you. The owl, I think it was an owl. The defense attorney wouldn't get into it, but you talk to some experts and they didn't. I think there was an owl. There was some owl activity in that.
Oh, I can tell you this right now.
In that part of the country, too, while they broke it down, I think an owl may have killed that gal.
So where we used to live out in Deep Henderson by Lake Las Vegas out here in town, there was a humongous owl that would perch like on one of the trees above our house. I swear to God, he was looking down at our dogs. And if we were not out there at certain times, there was no doubt in my mind he was going to swoop down to get one of our little ones.
Oh, boy.
There was no doubt. Okay. Like, he was lurking.
Yeah. Check that out, by the way. Take a look at The Staircase on Netflix. Now it's on HBO or Showtime, too, what they're doing.
Look at the look on his face.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Lose some. Good videos and tweets here as well. This is Taco, the dog.
Come on.
Won't get off
the
couch.
Get off the couch.
Husky.
Let's go. Off the couch. Come on. I want to sit there. Come on. Get off the couch. Off. Get down.
He's telling you no.
It goes on for like 2 minutes.
Let's go.
He's like, no, I'm good.
Off the couch.
Look at the lady. Think, okay, yeah, this is a daily occurrence here.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, there we go. Taco not having it. Finally.
Thank
all right.
You.
Play with the other dogs. Now look at this. When the guilty dogs here, this is very good. Of this. And the owner comes home. What happened? Like, look at this guy. I'm like, yeah, I apologize. It was a rough day for me, right? Don't spank me. I mean well. And then she goes back and looks home for it. They just ravaged the bed. And there's just debris and pieces everywhere. Just shit torn into pieces. Oh. And then we got this other guy here at the corner. Hey, peekaboo. This other guy stuck in the cage. Yeah, he's hiding too. But yeah, shame on you. Shame on both of you, what you did. It's like, well, come on.
They knew that they were so guilty, but it was like, hey, it was fun for the minute that it lasted.
Yep, and there goes the cookout and the barbecue. Look at the corner on the ATV.
Yep.
Loses control of the vehicle, and of course, right into the grill. And there it goes, ass over tea kettle. Oh, but poor gal.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah, that's hard to drive, right? Tough one. Bad beats. The A's plus 185 and under 7. They led 3-1 in the eighth inning. They blow it. Then the Astros looked like they were going to cover the run line with the comeback. And then two outs, and the A's pushed one across to make it 5-4. And Rangers Lightning, alt over 8.5, was almost 6-1.
Wow.
It was 6-2 with 14 minutes left.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get there. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Over 300 different ways to bet the hockey game tonight and the NBA Finals. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more, betrivers.com. For example, the double. Golden State to win game one in the series, plus 105. Over 4.5 games, minus 1,000. Over 5.5 games, minus 185. Golden State to win in 4 or 5 is plus 350. Golden State minus 1.5 is plus 170. Boston minus 1.5, plus 220. After three games, Golden State to lead 2-1 is plus 120. Boston plus 180. Boston up 3-0 is plus 750. Golden State plus 450. Boston in a sweep is 15-1. Golden State in a sweep, 12-1. Good numbers. Good series.
Okay, so you said earlier you like Golden State in 6.
Yeah.
I don't really have much of a prediction because I have the Celtics at plus $2 and plus 225 to win the NBA title, and I don't really plan on touching it. I'm certainly not going to do it before game one, and I think Boston can take one of these first two games, and I'll take my chances.
What's the price if they get a split?
On the series?
Yeah. Is Boston then $1.20?
They're a small favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you can't go nuts with this, because you have to remember again how Golden State's been on the road as well in the playoffs. That's got to factor into this.
Yeah.
And again, how they have the we put into this on the first segment, some of these models and how the BPI or FPI, whatever it is at ESPN, had, look at this. The Celtics 86%. Nate Silver, who does this at 538, got into Sports 2 a few years back. His model says Boston 80% chance to win.
Oh, come on.
Like, you might want to tinker a little bit. This is where it's the ultimate, I told you so.
Yes.
My model said this, if Boston takes him out like in 5 or 6 games, but they're not 80% to win the series. They're not 86% to win. We talked about that is converted to a -614 money line number on the Celtics to win. Come on.
And it hasn't gone into effect or hasn't happened yet because they're 9-0 at home. But everything I'm reading and hearing from people in that area say it's night and day from Roracle to the move to San Francisco. I mean, how much money do you have to make to have Warriors season tickets? That is a corporate spectacle for the rich and connected. The average fan is priced out. Those are real fans in terms of lunchbox people in New England.
Well,
they're also on top of you. And I think Boston should have a home court advantage, but they have a better road record.
Yeah.
But I mean, right. That is just, you're not getting that crazy atmosphere environment like you used to have in Oakland, because you just got the cake eaters.
Oh, by the way, they're also a little spoiled there.
Well,
because
this is now
6 finals appearances in 8 years.
Yeah.
Although I think, you know, everybody there realizes how they're going to be fired up tonight, because it's like, there's no more KD. This is our true core that we had going back, you know, all those years with Steph and Clay and Draymond. Let's win one more. But you're exactly right. You know, it's a kind of like some hockey arenas across the country. You pointed this out with the Rangers.
Yep.
Very expensive to get in there, obviously. Could be the same thing. But that the Rangers crowds are going to be awesome at home in New York. So
there's a good mix of people, too, at Ranger games. You have the Wall Street crowd, but you also have the diehard fans, too. And but New York sports fans are great as well. I can't believe, 7 road wins for Boston. 5-1. I said 6. 5-1 last 6 road games. Mm. The record's 9. Most wins in the playoffs. And Golden State hasn't lost at home yet.
Like anything tonight in the game on the side or total?
Yeah, I played Golden State. Yeah.
-3.5.
It's also a little, but it's a mini hedge. I have Boston at 340. And I bet a Boston Golden State exacta.
Oh, you did?
Here, yeah.
Did you have to pick the winner, or was it just
that? Yeah, Boston over Golden State.
Ah, okay, when did you do that?
I bet that here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, so, I can't ignore the 21-2 game one thing with Kerr. I can't ignore that. That's great.
Well, you can't, I mean, also,
that's awesome.
For what it's worth, again,
in the history,
the last 17 NBA finals, we've had one road win. It was 2013, Spurs over the Heat. That's it.
Yes.
So, all right. Bet Rivers is your home for betting on the French Open. Log in any day of the French Open to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bet of the tournament. Pretty wild week so far this week, specifically on the men's draw with a bunch of upsets. Really shaping up now. We're going to have a winner this weekend. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the Bet Rivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. What is this now? This is the 4th Eastern Conference. Well, the Celtics made 4 straight trips. 4 out of 6 trips to the Eastern Conference, if I have that right. Use myself there for a minute. And now they finally broke through to make it for the first time since 2010 to play in the NBA Finals.
What's this Brad Stevens stuff? The guy couldn't beat LeBron James. I mean, what? I thought Stevens did a hell of a job with Boston and also putting his pieces
together.
Did a
very good job.
But the other thing is they could come in loose. They finally got out of here and made it to the finals. They could be loose.
More props up next. Will either team score this many points in a single game? You won't believe the history of the NBA Finals with the numbers. That's coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams? BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you this. We need close games. We had to sit through that muck of the second round in the conference finals and blowout city. I'll be back on that prop in game two, by the way, 17.5. I don't like it tonight. But this is, you have the Scott Foster angle. Boston's won 12 in a row. Games officiated by Scott Foster. But this is supposed to be, on paper, a great finals. And I hope we need close games. I want close games with 5 minutes left. And I want the officials to stay out of the way.
Oh, you're asking for too much.
Am I?
Yes.
It's been a travesty, some of these games, with how these officials are taken over.
That is a five-year-old's Christmas wish list.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I hope we get it, but I that's wishful thinking, in my opinion. How about this? Most points in a game by any individual player is 39.5.
Yeah.
Well, will a player score 40 once in the series? I think yes. You have numerous guys that can go off for 40.
We do?
You have Curry. You have Clay. You have Tatum. You have Jaylen Brown. There's four.
You think Brown could get 40 in a game?
Oh, he did against the Heat.
Yeah, that's... Well, I know, but this is... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think if all things break right, Tatum has a bad game,
and
Curry could.
Yeah, and I mentioned that prop earlier. Bet Rivers, Curry or Tatum to score 50 is 7-1. Curry to get 50 is 14-1.
Okay. Now, this is terrific. You can also find this at a bunch of spots, including offshore. But the most points scored by a team in the series is 129.5. What was your gut reaction when you saw the number? About right? Too high?
Way too high. Yeah.
So I went back and looked this year. Boston went over that total actually 10 times this year. I couldn't believe it in the regular season.
Well, but also you got in this particular matchup, it's the top two defensive teams.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to score 130 points in a game?
Unless it goes like overtime or double OT. Golden State went over only 3 times in the regular season, once so far in the playoffs. I would absolutely like to bet under 129.5. Now, this is good for the crowd who says today's NBA is terrible. We got to go back to when the NBA was great back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Okay. Well, the fewest points scored as a prop bet is 92.5. Will that stay under, or will both teams go over 92.5 in every single game? Mm-hmm. Boston stayed under that total 9 times in the regular season, so far once in the playoffs. Golden State 5 times in the regular season, 0 so far in the playoffs. But I went back and looked. I picked a nice round number to go back and look at this. Since 2000, every single NBA Finals game, I looked at it last night. In 2000, 3 games featured a team staying under 92.5. In 2001, it was also 3 games. Paulie, in 2003, all 6 games, a team scored fewer than 92.5 points. All 5 games in 2004. 6 of the 7 games had a team score fewer than 92.5 points in 2005.
Wow.
It would have been all 7, but there was a game that went to overtime. 4 of the 6 games in 2006. All 4 games in 2007. 4 out of 6 in 2008. You get my point. So at the end of the day, from 2000 until last year, 66 games featured a team scoring fewer than 92.5 points. And oh, by the way, a lot of those games had both teams scoring fewer than 92.5 points. So 66 is closer to 100 or more than 100 times a team stayed under 92.5 points mm-hmm. since 2000.
Yeah.
Awful basketball. Guess how many times a team scored more than 129.5 points going back to 2000? Twice.
It happened. Twice. It did happen. Okay.
And it never happened a single time from 2000 all the way to 2016. It happened twice in the 2017 series. The Warriors scored 132 in Game 2. The Cavaliers scored 137 in Game 4.
That was to avoid the sweep game?
Yeah.
The only loss they had in the playoffs that year. Maybe the best NBA team we've ever seen,
mm-hmm.
that Warrior team. Yeah, I think the Cavs had 90 points at halftime.
Right around there, yeah.
Okay, good. Interesting. The other thing, to tie it in, about the under 92.5 and the highest margin of victory in one game, 17.5. I know it's the finals, but the Golden State has punted on 2 games.
Yeah.
They punted on the Memphis game in a closeout, and they punted on the Dallas game when they were up 3-0. Mixing up, doing weird stuff with the lineups,
mm-hmm.
and got blown out in that game. So if it happens to be 3-1, and Boston's, they'd be at home at that point. We got rid of the 2-3-2. But that's certainly, but plus it's been the year of the blowout, too, in these playoffs.
Yeah,
total
sure
flagrant
is.
Fouls in the series, over under 3.5.
Well, this is where the officials getting in the way and going to review to look at everything. Is going to come into play.
You never know. It could be an accidental elbow, something like that. Come down hard, try to swipe the ball, and you get the guy in the head.
I would actually go over 3.5. Okay. Expecting a long series.
Okay.
And it can happen maybe a half a time every single game.
Yep.
Or, you know, more than, yeah, that's what I would do.
Globally, will a fan run on the court 12-1?
Oh, any protests like the T-Wolf series?
Yeah. Maybe people are protesting the gas prices. Someone will run out, do some statement. Remember Morgana, the kissing bandit? Remember
of course,
that?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
in with yeah. the with the smooch. You come
with
running
the kiss?
Out. Yeah, top heavy, sure.
I think probably some beefed up security.
Well, they tackle if that happened now. I don't know, the stuff was playing, but it was
yeah.
the stage.
Although, but fans have gotten way more creative. Again, that.
Well, it used to be out of control.
The one lady showed up, she was dressed up as a referee underneath
yes,
her
right,
clothes.
Right, right, right. Remember, we had a horrible run there in sports. Remember the guy ran on the field once and took the ball from Brett Favre?
Oh, yeah. That was a Bengals game,
I think. What was it, Gamboa? The White Sox first base coach was attacked?
Well, that was ugly.
You had a lady run onto the field and wanted an autograph or a kiss from Jeter? Oh, it was out of control. What
sure.
was going on.
Remember, well, Kevin Harlan was making a bit out of it because Kevin Harlan calls the Monday Night
yeah.
football games.
Streakers.
And he would start to do, he would, well, here we go again. Let me do the play-by-play. He's cutting at the 35. He's got the shirt off. Are they going to tackle him?
Hey, this could be some lunatic, a stupid bet, whatever. A Cub fan at Wrigley ran onto the field, and Randy Myers put him in a headlock.
Yeah.
He goes, if this guy blows another save, I'm going out there. And he did, and the guy did, true to his word. And I think the guy knew karate, and Myers went to work on the guy.
He did. That's right.
Remember that?
Did you bring this up, the first technical of the finals?
No, I didn't have that.
Offshore, Boston is even money. Golden State, because Boston. Of Draymond Green, is minus 140.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Draymond or nobody?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
I would take
definitely Golden State.
Put it this way. If you came up with a prop, first technical of the series, I would take Draymond against the field.
Yes, I would.
I really would.
Yes, I
would. If the number was right.
Uh-huh.
He's liable to get one or two. Actually, how many? There should be a prop on how many he's going to get in the finals. But I got to tell you, I really like under 129.5. I can't see a team scoring more than that unless we go to overtime. Too good defensively. It's the finals, especially as a series drags on. They're going to get more familiar with each other. and you expect defense to kind of win out with adjustments. But that number on the fewest points, 92.5, is absolutely incredible to me. Now, it only happened once in 2019, once in 2018, and once in 2017, and it did not happen in 2020 in the bubble or last year in 2021. Every team scored more than 92.5 points.
You look at any alt numbers? For example, over 218.5 is plus 170. Boston minus 3.5 is plus 210. They have a margin of victory tonight. Boston between 1 and 5 points is plus 450. 6 and 10 plus 650. 21 to 25 points, 35-1. Golden State in a blowout. 26 or more is 13-1. 21 to 25 is 15-1. Golden State between 1 and 5 plus 375.
Let me flip it and ask you: would you want to take a peek at any alternate first quarter or first half numbers? Golden State minus three for the first half. You can find that. That's definitely available in Las Vegas.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah,
sure.
I would look at some funny numbers like that. Or if you think Boston's going to win the game, you can go alternate with Boston in the first quarter and the first half. But I'm going to also, with the in-play stuff, I want to see how it develops tonight to maybe take a peek at Golden State for the third quarter. Kerr with the adjustments, that experience, how they can hit him there after the halftime adjustments. It's been so good for so long. That was not just a Kevin Durant thing.
You're right. No, exactly right.
To your point on the turnovers, too. I watched 90-plus Golden State games in that 2016 season when they eventually lost to the Cavaliers. I watched almost every game in the regular season in the playoffs. It was maddening because that team, starting back then, they thought they could wipe away a 10-point deficit in one possession.
Yeah, Globetrotter basketball.
Terrible basketball. The forced turnovers, the forced errors. It's like, guys, please stop doing this.
Now, a little concerned what I watched in the Miami series, though. I mean, should not have been close.
Yep.
The Heat were dealing with injuries. Butler was compromised. Hero was out. Lowry was hurt. That should have been over early. And Boston was fortunate to win the series and almost gave it away twice in game 7.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. We will hit today's Major League Baseball card up next. Keep this in mind. The team is 1-9 in his starts on the season. We'll break it down for you coming up.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21+ only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.